Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Demimond Paranormal Podcast. As usual, I'm your host Tori from Demimond Paranormal on Facebook.com, a small paranormal group that covers all things supernatural. In tonight's episode, we will be taking a look at some of the most haunted locations in the state of Tennessee. Welcome everyone and happy spring season! As you know, tonight's episode will be focusing on some of the most haunted locations in Tennessee, USA. The state of Tennessee. Now, before we get started, I just, out of curiosity, want to ask you guys. I mean, we all know what Tennessee is famous for, especially Nashville. And that goes without saying, country music, bluegrass music. So, in this musical state, how is it so haunted? Just out of curiosity, how many of my listeners are country music fans? And how many people have ever even been to Nashville? Leave a comment down below, your favorite country music star, even a ghost story that you may have that has to do with country music. I mean, I do have a book somewhere that I have laying around that is haunted rock and roll, but it also covered stories that had to do with country stars as well, because as we know, country is how rock and roll got started, essentially. But with that being said, I just want to wish you guys a happy spring, and even more so if you celebrate it, a very happy Easter. So, without any further ado, let's get started on tonight's topic. But before we do any of that, I just want to take a couple minutes here, and since it's springtime, we have flowers that are starting to grow now. Things are starting to come back to life. And I was just on a trail the other day and I was looking around at all the flowering dogwood trees and the daffodils and the dandelions that are growing out of the ground. And I was just so relieved to see the bright, happy yellow colors and the beautiful creamy whites on the trees. And lots of cherry blossoms, and it was just so refreshing to see things finally starting to get back their vibrant green colors and pinks and purples. The purples of the crocuses are always great. But anyway, speaking of flowers, I wanted to bring up a floral aspect of tonight's paranormal episode. Did you guys know that lilacs have a supernatural property? Now, as we know, lilacs are big, bushy, purple flowers that are extremely fragrant and they smell beautiful. They're just a beautiful flower in general, but they bloom in the late spring, early summer, and it is such a treat to smell them. Now, they can vary in color from a very light purple to pink to white, even to dark purple, and even red, which I did not know that. Some associate romantic meanings, lilacs, particularly the white ones, are not appreciated as decorations in the United Kingdom, because the white lilacs are placed next to a coffin to mask the scent of death. On the other hand, a five-petaled lilac is believed to bring good fortune. And some people believe that lilac flowers have even magical qualities to banish bad energy due to its light yet strong fragrance. Some say that the lilac plants should be planted around the home to keep out malicious intentions, as well as evil spirits and ghosts. Now, the lilac is a hardy flower, which means it can endure the harsh winter. Therefore, lilacs are believed to carry a significant energy that can help you through hardships in life. If you are looking for a flower to represent a breakthrough during a difficult time, then lilac is the flower for you. It's also said that lilacs have the power to alleviate depression and increase relaxations. And some other magical beliefs are that these flowers can guide you to a better love life and through beauty and harmony. It's also thought that lilac is a powerful ingredient in essential oils to treat skin disorders, fungal and bacterial infections, and even stomach disorders, or a fever reducer. So that's just an interesting little tidbit on lilacs during the very first beginnings of the springtime. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you guys would like to hear a little bit more on the magical or the folklore behind plants and flowers and trees, let me know down in the comments, and I'll make a whole podcast focusing on that. But for now, we're going to talk about Tennessee. So Tennessee has so many haunted spots, but especially one of the first things that we are going to talk about is the Nashville City Cemetery. The Nashville City Cemetery. Now, the Nashville City Cemetery is the oldest in the state. It is the burying ground and houses over 22,000 burials. It's been around since the 1800s, and it's also usually called the Old City Cemetery. Now, the Nashville City Cemetery is the oldest cemetery in the city, however, it is not segregated, and unlike the other U.S. cemeteries where African Americans were allotted a separate space for burials, here we find the remains of both races coexisting in harmony. Now, a particular gravestone that we're going to talk about is the Boulder Gravestone, which is said to be haunted by a woman who was buried beneath it. Even famous duelist Charles Dickinson was buried in this cemetery. He met his maker when he was slain by none other than a former president, Andrew Jackson. Now it's time to talk about Ann Rollins Sanders. Now, Ann Rollins Sanders was a young woman who died at the tender age of just 21 years old. She had been married for 4 years to a man named Charles Sanders, and she had died at midnight on March 30th, 1836. So as the story goes, the night that she died, Anne and Charles had a massive argument, and so the fight got so heated that she decided to leave her home and run away as far as she could. But sadly, she had nowhere to go. Anne wandered around town for a few hours, trying to figure out her next move, and she eventually stumbled upon a cliff that towered over the Cumberland River. At that moment, she was tired, exhausted, confused, and I guess in a day she plunged to the river and drowned. What she didn't know was that her husband was out searching for her, but he had sadly found out what had happened soon enough. So for her burial, he had cut out a piece of the cliff and placed it on top of her grave as a marker. And this is almost kind of sweet, y'all. And because she was afraid of the dark in her life, he had installed a lantern above the boulder to make sure she was comfortable, because she was so afraid of the dark. Now, the boulder headstone, because of its strangeness, is linked to some sad hauntings. Now, it's nicknamed suicide rock, and people often hear sobbing and loud arguing, despite nobody being around. And also the apparition of Anne sitting on the boulder with her head in her hands vanishing as soon as someone approaches her. There is no doubt that this headstone has a dark history behind it, and the general gloom and doom surrounding it has made it a hotbed for paranormal activity. According to legend, the rock is frequented by other ghosts in the cemetery who light the lantern for Anne every night, but some say they have witnessed a clear-as-day apparition of a man dressed in old-fashioned clothing, walking over to it and lighting it. So that's just pretty interesting, I thought. And also, as we mentioned before, if you ever visit this cemetery, be sure to check out Charles Dickinson's grave. The famous duelist and attorney, Charles Dickinson, was laid to rest at his family's plantation, but was reinterred in the cemeteries in 2010 after his grave was discovered. Dickinson bled to death after a duel with Andrew Jackson, who went on to become the President of the United States. Apparently, Dickinson shot to kill, but he was aiming for the chest, so Andrew Jackson did the same thing. But however, Andrew Jackson won the duel, but his reputation suffered immensely. This didn't stop him from becoming president. And if we visit the grave of William Driver, who was born in Salem, Massachusetts in 1806, who was a sea captain, William Driver began his maritime career as a cabin boy on a ship. After he was appointed master mariner, his mother sewed him a flag to fly on his ship as a symbol they named Old Glory. Little did they know it would eventually become the U.S. flag. When Union soldiers occupied Nashville in 1862, Old Glory was placed atop the Tennessee State Capitol building, and the rest was history. Captain William Driver's ornate grave marker was said to be the shape of a tree branch, with a large anchor representing his life at sea. It also includes three different epitaphs that recount his travel and the history of Old Glory. So that is the Nashville City Cemetery. I hope you guys get a chance to, you know, read about it or even visit it, because it certainly is interesting. Our next location is the Isaac Franklin Plantation. Now, the Isaac Franklin Plantation is just outside of Nashville. Now, Isaac Franklin was a notorious, wealthy, and cruel slave owner in the early 19th century. Now, this plantation was a sprawling 2,000-acre estate, complete with a two-brick-story mansion, slave quarters, a blacksmith shop, stables, and an ice house. Now it's a private residence, packed with paranormal casts. Let's see what's their haunting there. The ghost of Victoria Franklin. The Wemyss family, who lived at the Fairview in the beginning of the 20th century, spoke about hearing girls' voices in various parts of the building and seeing a little girl wandering through the house, sometimes touching people who she caught unawares and then disappearing. The girls rumored to be the ghost of Victoria Franklin, Isaac's daughter, who died at the house at the age of 6. However, Victoria is not the only ghost haunting the house. The Wymas family also recalled seeing a man in a uniform of the Union Army restlessly roaming about upstairs in the main house at night. He was once spotted waving down Mr. Wymas after his wife fell in the old ice house on the grounds. Mr. Wymas saw a soldier waving frantically at him from near the ice house, and when he went to investigate, he discovered his wife trapped and crying. Meanwhile, the soldier was nowhere to be seen again. Another strange occurrence that happens at the house is the racing blue light. Now, according to legend, one night while the Franklin family was still living at the Fairview, a young servant boy was sent out in the night to run an errand for the family. He was carrying a lantern and running across a field when he tripped into a well and died. Since then, some locals have claimed to see a mysterious blue light racing across the property and then suddenly disappearing without any explanation. So later years, the Fairview was sold off into pieces due to the financial troubles of Charles Reed. Much of the old grounds of the site and the old slave quarters have been turned into neighborhoods with million-dollar homes, apartment complexes, a golf course, and a luxurious clubhouse with several shopping centers. Since then, the construction began, paranormal events have plagued the area, from unexplained orbs of light to shadowy figures in photographs taken on the grounds, to strange noises, to disappearing tolls on construction sites, and even more. Now, the country club itself has especially been a hotbed of paranormal energy, with sightings of multiple ghostly forms, including a woman in a flowy white dress, stalking throughout the clubhouse at night. Security alarms triggered for no apparent cause, and the reports of glasses flying off the bar and chairs moving around independently. And to add more to the supernatural goings-on at the Fairview, there is talk of a curse, the Fairview Curse. So soon after Franklin and his wife made Fairview their home, a long string of misfortunes began. He and his wife had 4 children. All of them died early in childhood, unfortunately. Some say that his children's deaths were karmic repercussion of his cruel treatment to Lucinda and their son, the Help. After Franklin's death in his and his wife's remarriage, the mansion stood vacant for some time. During the Civil War, Union soldiers occupied this house and used it as a barracks and a hospital. Many men died here while being treated in the main house, and at least one soldier wrote his last will inside one of these books in the Fairview Library using his own blood. After the war, the plantation was sold several times, and the new owners experienced both unlucky and supernatural happenings during their time there. After Charles Reed, who was a horse breeder, purchased the property, he suffered an estimated $400,000 in pregnancy losses. During a bad storm one night, lighting some of Reed's barns on fire, destroying the structure entirely and killing 28 of his horses. But you have to ask yourself, was this the Fairview Curse? Our next location is outside of Nashville. This is the Craigfont located in the Castalian Springs. James Winchester and his brother built the Craigavon in 1785. Now, after George was slain by natives in 1794, James and his wife Susan were left to finish the house in 1802. Aside from the Winchesters' family home, the mansion served as the center of a tobacco plantation. On the land, more than 100 African American slaves worked there. When slavery was abolished in 1867, the family was forced to sell the Craigavon. These days, the mansion is said to be haunted, and by many visitors have reported seeing spirits and items moving on their own. Candles also light themselves in neatly made rooms, and beds were a mess after just a few hours. Our next location is the Sensabaugh Tunnel in Kingsport, Tennessee. The Sensabaugh Tunnel can be found in Kingsport, Tennessee, close to Bristol. Locals think the location has an evil presence and that visitors should avoid it at all costs. The tunnel was built in the 1920s, and driving through it will leave you with an uneasy feeling. Murder, death, and demonic rituals have been said to be connected with it. Mr. Sensabaugh, who was said to live near the tunnel, was said to go insane one day, according to the legend, and murder his entire family before throwing them into a nearby creek. It is believed that if you drive through the tunnel and turn off the engine, it will not start again. It's also said that Mr. Sensabaugh will then approach you, and the engine will start. Just as he approaches you, cries and footsteps can also be heard echoing down the tunnel. Our next location is the Thomas House Hotel, located in Red Boiling Springs. Now, even CNN had ranked the historic Thomas House Hotel in Red Boiling Springs as the second most haunted location in the United States. It was constructed in 1890 on the site of a natural mineral spring, which attracted many rich visitors. The hotel now is named after the original, and it was destroyed by a fire in 1924. A fire in the 1990s, however, prompted the hotel to be completely rebuilt. Something about the houses entices travelers to pay a visit to this enigmatic location. Dark figures in the rooms, freezing spots, moving beds at night, and voices all can be heard and are common occurrences in the motel. And this may be why it's called one of the most haunted places in Tennessee. And murder, suicide, and of course, fires all have happened or have been rumored to happen from inside the hotel. And if you can, you can dare to book a few nights and see if you can see a ghost yourself one of these days. Our next location is the Wheatlands Plantation, which is located on Boyd's Creek Highway. It was built in 1820 and it has a terrible bloody past. The property, which includes 50 headstones of enslaved people, was formerly one of the largest plantations of the South. The property was also the site of battles throughout the Revolutionary and the Civil Wars. The Battle of Boyd's Creek resulted in the massacre of around 28 Cherokee people who were buried in a mass grave behind the home. As you enter the property, you'll notice the bloodstains of a father who was murdered by his son, according to legend. And according to ghostly sightings, disembodied loud yells and thuds could be heard around the property, which detectives believe are connected with the murdered father. Visitors also observe the spirits of children of enslaved people playing hide and seek with visitors throughout the area. Now it's believed that many spirits, as well as shadows, sounds, and moving objects, have been observed and reported over the years. Our next location is the Bijou Theater in Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, the Bijou Theater is located in Knoxville and is known to be one of the city's oldest buildings. It is also known for being very haunted. It was built as a hotel in 1817. The structure changed hands several times over the last 200 years. Through the years, the establishment has served as a hotel brothel, and during the Civil War, it served as a hospital, where many troops took their last breath in the building during the war. General William P. Sanders is a well-known casualty of the war, and he is buried at the entrance of the Bijou. Soldiers' ghosts have been reported on numerous occasions. The workers of the Bijou Theater talk about paranormal experiences like someone tugging on their clothes, or voices can be heard throughout the Knoxville building. Security workers hear disembodied footsteps all night long on the catwalk above the stage as well. And our next location is the Meman Shelby Forest State Park in Germantown, Tennessee. Now, this one is a bit of a strange tale, y'all, so just bear with me a little bit. The Meman Shelby Forest State Park spans over 13,000 acres and is located in the Mississippi River of Millington. At first sight, this is a beautiful place to have a hike, enjoy the sun. However, the darkness fills you up just as soon as the dark settles in. It is said that the place is haunted by the Pigman, who worked at a local explosives plant during the Second World War. Sadly, he was disfigured during an accident, and because of this, he was sadly nicknamed the Pigman. As the legend goes, as the night approaches, the Pigman roams around the forest in search of his next victim. According to the story, if you travel in a nearby Pigman bridge and scream out Pigman 3 times while flashing your headlights, he will arrive. And if you're lucky, you won't find out what happens next. So that's just a little piece of urban folklore for you guys. And that brings us to our last location for tonight's episode. This is the Oaklands Historic Mansion in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, the Oaklands Mansion was built in the early 19th century. During the Civil War, several Confederate and Union soldiers stayed at the palace. During the years, many children died in the home, believed to cause the alleged hauntings in the house. Oakland is known to be one of Tennessee's most haunted places, with the reports of children racing through the mansion and heartbroken matriarchs still roaming the hallways. However, if you're brave enough, in October, the mansion welcomes guests who will want to learn about the families and how families dealt with the loss of a loved one. The Victorian era was full of superstitions, as we know, hence the house is full of covered mirrors. In Victorian times, it's believed that when someone passes away, the next person who sees the reflection is due to join them. And furthermore, coffins were to be carried out of the home feet first, because if they were carried out head first, the soul might summon others to follow. If you guys are interested in learning more about Victorian death customs or anything like that, Victorian ghost stories or funeral customs, I did a podcast about that a little while ago, and if you're curious, I'll post it so you can find it a little bit easier. But if not, just feel free to, look through my catalog. We've been doing this podcast for about 3 years. It's been a good time for all these years. I'm glad I started doing it. I can't believe that it's already been that long. But yeah. Anyway, so that brings us to the end of tonight's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that and you learned something new.